what's happening in your hometown? Let us know. Call the KGLO Live Line on the Tim Fleming Show at 494-2500. We're your hometown news station, AM 1300 KGLO.
And it is time for our Caregiver Corner this morning on AM 1300 KGLO, and we have Lark Trigstad with us. Lark, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing over there?
Well, I'm doing good. Yeah, we continue to social distance a little bit.
Right.
Which is okay, isn't it? It works out good for you, I know, right now, doesn't it?
It works out just fine. Yeah.
Well, hang in there. Well, today I saw on the topic is the home sweet home topic today.
Yeah. Sound familiar?
Yeah. And today, Lark, you've got a picture of the Civil War painting named Home Sweet Home by Homer Winslow. And the song Home Sweet Home became hugely popular throughout the United States and was a favorite of both the Union and the Confederate soldiers during the Civil War.
Makes sense. But who could ever forget the ending of The Wizard of Oz when Dorothy awakes to Annie M. saying, "Oh, Annie M., there's no place like home." My favorite part.
True.
And how true it's been for many of us during this pandemic, even when it comes to doctor visits now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Isn't neat?
That's true. Huh. Yeah. One of the challenging aspects of the COVID-19 pandemic is that social distancing and stay-at-home advisories have made it more difficult to have a face-to-face meeting with your doctor.
That's right. And the good news is most caregivers have welcomed virtual telehealth. It's actually a great caregiver tool. They love it. I know I do. And they don't have to drive, and they don't have to park. They don't have to go through all the hassle to go to see a doctor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It can be really quite an effort for a frail elderly person with reduced mobility and other chronic illnesses to get in and out of a car. As I understand it, you can discuss health maintenance issues from the comfort of your own home via the smartphone or the computer or the tablet. And I have to admit, I've done it myself, and it really works great.
It's slick, yeah. AARP suggests that you make sure that you are tech ready, which is a challenge for all of us. But you need a decent smartphone, a tablet, or a PC for a remote consultation, along with a reliable broadband or cellular connection to the internet, especially for video. We live in the country, and just because of our carriers, our phones, and our computers, we have no problem at all.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, the Department of Health and Human Services says covered health care providers may use Apple FaceTime, Facebook Messenger video chat, Google Hangouts, Zoom, or Skype during the crisis while having providers notify patients of any privacy or security risks. The pre-registration is an important housekeeping feature of the process. A few days ahead of the appointment, the office will text or email you the preliminary question survey about health history and billing and so on.
That's right. And on the day of the appointment, make sure you're ready to receive the call and about 10 minutes ahead of time. Be prepared to wait. You might be placed in a digital waiting room before the session with a doctor begins. And you can bring your own magazine, Tim.
Yeah, okay. All right. I can listen to KGLO too, I guess.
Yeah. There you go. Your care provider will call you when your appointment begins. The doctor will be seen on the screen and will ask questions like in a typical examination.
You still may need to be seen in person. Only so much can really be done remotely. Do you need blood drawn or an x-ray or biopsy or strip test or something like that?
Right. And if your provider does need more information, then they can glean from your visit over this medium, they may ask you to come in. But given the risk during the crisis, providers are making some very thoughtful trade-offs of who they invite into the office or the lab.
Yeah, I think it's a terrific thing. I really do.
Yeah.
And things are being beginning right now to open up, you know, by the 1st of June. And yet we will still be practicing the social distancing. And this wave of visiting with your care provider via the Internet is probably something that's here to stay, don't you think?
I hope so. I had a virtual visit with my PCP, well, several, and I'll be helping my mom with hers. So personally, I felt the visit was exceptional. And who knew that this virtual technology could be put into practice so fast? And I hope for caregivers the process will continue.
Yeah, I do too. I
think it's really stressful loading up and getting in the car and trying to get there on time. And, you know, some people work and have other responsibilities. And so this is a neat thing.
And others just flat worry sometimes about going to the doctor. And this takes away some of that worry, doesn't it?
It does. It really does. Most of us are pretty comfortable using our iPhones. And some elderly aren't, but it sure is nice when the kids can jump in and help.
Yeah. Well, and you don't have to be elderly to not be very good at it.
Absolutely not. I mean, you know, that's for sure.
You saw me in action on a Zoom meeting we had, boy, I'll tell you.
Oh, I was just telling you how cute your picture was of you and your wife.
Well, we finally got it live on. We made it eventually.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was good. It was good.
Mark, if somebody wants more information about Caregiver Corner and how to find out information about SageLink and so forth, how do they get that?
Our address is northiowasagelink.com, and we try to keep it updated with everything that's going on, and we'll phase out of talking so much about the COVID-19, but it's been an important medium on the radio and to post it on our website so people can stay up to date. So
we'll do it.
There we go.
Fantastic. Lark, stay healthy.
I'll see you next week. I will.
Yes.
See you next week.
Will do. Thanks, Lark.
Bye-bye.
That's Lark Trickstead with us this morning on our Caregiver Corner on your hometown news station, AM 1300, KGLO.